Tonight on Ground Crew Command Radio, Moab, mother of all bombs, a Q-post of April 21st, from 2018. In other words, a four-year delta. What's going to really land next week? We're going to be getting into that. The resistance movement, essentially and effectively, gives us the keys to freedom. We're going to have a full breakdown and analysis of Cobra's last post, which just so coincidentally happens to appear in our personal holograms and collective hologram only an hour after the ending of our last huge 144K mass meditation. And we've got a huge update with what's really going on in Ukraine with the Black Hat activity and some of them being caught and basically destroyed. Thank goodness for that. That and so much more on tonight's huge show of Ground Crew Command Radio. You're listening to The Unknown Light Warrior. This is your loving servant, the Unknown Light Warrior. You're listening to Ground Crew Command Radio, your support network, here to help you get through all the way and well past the finish line of these profound, tumultuous times that all that is watching and witnessing as we're about to break through that seemingly last barrier and breakthrough from a technical perspective. Now, this is flying by the seat of my pants kind of show. I don't have any prepared notes because I didn't have time. The usual show prep is not here, so I'm basically going to wing it, as I say. And I've had to, I almost wasn't going to do a show at all, but given the circumstances, something, you know, some sort of rallying of the troops and a verbal audio briefing and prepping was really needed to really bring people not just up to speed, but lift everyone up, motivate everyone, inspire everyone, because April 24th, you know, it's more than just Cobra that's been talking about it. You know, is it really a cut-off date, as it's also been described? And the cut-off date for darkness. Like, I mean, it's been over for darkness for quite a while, but this time it'll be over with a capital O, like it really is over kind of thing, with the only thing really left remaining is for certain things to just play out on the physical plane just for the sake of the unawakened, just for their sake. You know, still offers us a good opportunity for growth and realization, consciousness raising for us as well, in terms of really discovering who we are, you know, which does include the occasional look in the mirror. It's a very healthy and important thing to do that from time to time. But, you know, it's a completion period of this huge transition that started from the 21st of December 2021. It's really completing itself, you know. Most, seemingly all, non-physical structures that had us connected and imbued, if I can use that term, with the lower densities. Well, not so much the lower densities, that's technically a neutral thing, but with darkness, the dark realms. They're all but gone. Obviously, there's still some stuff, quite a few negatives to get rid of on the non-physical planes. You know, no doubt about that. But those connections, those deeper portals and connections to those real darker, you know, darker realms, the lower dimensions, or you could say the flip side of the nine higher dimensions above us, they're seemingly gone, dissipated, which was really kind of like the foundation for the dark ones. And April 24th, if a couple of sources are correct, it's going to be a kind of like a blowtorch effect, if you will, at an unprecedented level. You know how sometimes you get those X-class CMEs that just push us through planet Earth and you know, raises some havoc because it pushes up and stings the hell out of the non-physicals, well, the negative ones anyway, and they jump into our fields and attack anything that's bright because they're pushed out of their little holes or structures, empires, whatever, kingdoms. And then they really lose it and taking the nearest star seed because we tend to be brighter, generally speaking. What's scheduled for this Sunday, April 24th, as Cobra has alluded to, but not really specified, which is a little bit frustrating, but anyway, is we're going to get way more than just that X-class CME effect, which is bad enough, all right? We're going to get a very narrow source beam, for lack of a better way of explaining it, throughout Gaia, just on Gaia, just on us in the human collective. Really narrow laser beam kind of thing from source, as opposed to that more loose wave of an X-class CME, all right? Now, and such a thing, based on the current timeline, can really, in a very destabilizing effect on everybody and everything, can wreak havoc in a big way that can produce days, if not weeks, of serious volatility, people losing their minds, battles, wars, attacks from a physical, you know, visual thing. You know, what, again, great for the long term, but it's going to suck in the short term, okay? That's if we don't intervene the day prior to clear things, whatever negative structures, whatever negative entities that will cause major problems once they get forced out and stung by the source light. Okay, so I guess that's nothing new as a principle, but it's just going to be much more in your face, much more intense this time, possibly even to an exponential effect. And so that's the reason why I've called for another mass meditation only 7 days after the previous. That was such a huge success. Because, you know, we have to prepare the collective, the non-physical planes, humanity, Gaia, to be able to receive and conduct this narrow laser beam or blowtorch of a light. Otherwise, things could get ugly. Earthquakes, volcanoes, you know, because it really purges things, but not necessarily, you know, it purges anything negative, but not necessarily in a smooth, seamless way, which is meant to be the natural way. Because as you and I know, there's plenty of unnatural blocks, contraptions, devices, structures, implants, attachments from the human emotional and mental perspective. So, yet again, enter the 144K, taking preemptive action to make the whole thing a lot more smoother when it may have been just too unbearable and therefore would have produced volatility, physical plane and non-physical plane volatility, which could risk, I would put it this way, a temporary lower timeline, you know, not necessarily a negative timeline per se, because all negative timelines are gone. It's more about just getting rid of the volatility and making it an easier process. All right. Because this is really going to torch people's emotional and mental bodies and really force stuff up. Never mind the negative non-physicals going berserk in a far more vicious and virulent way when that's been bad enough already just from the CMEs or when a structure or when we or the Earth Alliance removes another structure from the physical and so forth. So big deal. Okay. Really big deal. Huge big deal. And there's all sorts of, you know, you can go on about the wider ramifications of this, of what we're going to do this Saturday. As a really good example, okay, the now, shall we say, famous Q post, where it says, where is it? I actually have the exact post in my downloads folder. Again, this is, you know, unprepared. Here we go. So an example of what I'm getting at here. All right. April 21st, 2018. So for those of you who follow Q, you know, it does things based on like the month and day is basically accurate in terms of what happens on that day and month. But the year is what's altered or reversed in some cases, but it's still a very... So as to not to give the game away to the cabal, but it's still sort of accurate in terms of the month and day, but the year isn't. So April 21st, 2018. So that's what's referred to as a four-year delta. All right. This year being 2022, April 21st, as of this broadcast. And it simply says... what will next week hold? Question mark. Then beneath that it says Moab Q. All right. For those of you who don't know, Moab being an acronym for Mother of All Bombs. All right. So that's planned for next week, scheduled for next week. It is true. Sometimes the White Hats, well, really, apparently Q is a combination of naval White Hat intelligence or Navy-based SSP and Pleiadians or Galactic Confederation for the most part, a combination of those two, according to Megan Rose. Anyway, all right, so, yeah, sometimes I do put out deliberate misinformation to put the cabal off. You know, because obviously the cabal catches on onto how things work, unless it's something that they really can't avoid, then it's all accurate in terms of what Q posts. Anyway, so that's some sort of motherload of an event. In other words, is scheduled for next week, which just happens to be the week beginning with April 24th. And from my perspective, I guess. And you and I know that many times XYZ needs to be removed or taken care of so that gay-owned humanity can accommodate and actualize some sort of ensuing event, if that makes sense. And I'm not convinced, or I'm not very trusting, that the way is totally cleared for that, for an ensuing event to naturally occur and take place without knocking the crap out of the planet, metaphorically speaking. We need to do our magic, apply our energetic mastery, which is what we're here for, be the gods that we truly are, and see, okay, on the 23rd, what needs to be taken care of? What needs to be dealt with? To make the 24th and that following week work out right, work out for everyone's highest good, work out better, less volatile, less virulent, less jarring and jolting, you know. I mean, there is going to be a certain amount of jars and jolts, but it's really, in all fairness to us, it should only be for the unconscious so they can wake the hell up. You know, the white hats pretty much have all but explicitly said they're going to allow certain events on the physical plane to play out almost completely. Well, two main reasons. One is to wake up the normies, to shock them. You know, I mean, it is a bit sort of, I guess you could say, disappointing that that is needed, that they don't listen to us, you know, or I can't open up their minds to us because we've been so discredited and attacked and demonized by what is actually CIA counterintelligence operations, CIA being the workhorse for the cabal. Okay, so it's going to take several shocking events. Again, the events will be shocking to them and not to us. We're basically expecting it. anyway, but the problem is the dark ones, both physical and non-physical. Okay, they're going to try to seize the opportunity to make the volatility and fear that may come up, the scare event, etc., to try to influence the timelines, where although there's no negative timeline left per se, there's still comparative lower timelines compared to the optimum timeline, even though there's less and less of a difference now. But, you know, we have an obligation, a moral and ethical obligation, to not just do our sole purpose, but to help save lives, help open up and clear people's minds and hearts by helping clear their mental and emotional bodies and clear collective traumas, for example, so they can receive the light better. And even so, they're still going to get some shocks. But we don't want them, you know, a bit of a freak out, a shock, okay, fair enough. But we don't want them completely losing their minds. We don't want them completely falling to pieces. All right, because, well, for one, that creates a bit too much loosh for negative entities for comfort. And B, it makes them withdraw into their existing beliefs and paradigm even more as a subconscious way of holding on for dear life. And how are they going to accept the new? And know that, I don't know, in some way that the good guys are in charge or goddess is in charge in the ultimate sense. You know, they might be able to handle it. I can't receive. It's an issue. You know, and you can forget about your family members finally listening to you. You know, they're going to freak out to a degree. They're going to feel fear to a significant degree in a way, you know, enough to have them running to you begging for answers. But if it goes too much the other way, you know, they're going to have a meltdown. They're really going to just lose it. More and also more people are going to grab a gun and commit suicides and so on and so forth. It's not going to be pleasant. Enter the 144K. You know what? I know I'm not being, I don't know, melodramatic about this. I don't need to be because it is what it is. The war in Ukraine. On the existing timeline, it's going to drag on for, you know, another 2 months, another 6 weeks, maybe. Who knows? We're obligated to do what it takes to bring an end to that war by May 6th, which is what the Earth Alliance and the White House are shooting for. Wouldn't that be cool? And it's all over by May 6th. With all the cabal assets and strongholds that was really propping up the cabal and the cabal network worldwide, all gone. Never mind saving the children. We have children to save. Let's clear the garbage. So that is completed way, way sooner. Smoother, quicker. And at the Moab, as Q is telling us about now, that's according to this post scheduled for next week, coincidentally after the 24th of April, goes the way it needs to go, has the best, most positive effect as the White Hats are hoping for and are shooting for. You know, we need to support their actions. For that Moab, whatever form it may take, to wake up far more people than what it otherwise would have, as an example. Such a huge, big deal. And that all comes down to how well that blowtorch effect, if you will, goes on April the 24th, which is heavily influenced by how well we perform on April 23rd through our preemptive action. Because suffice it to say, don't think the dark ones, the physical dark ones, aren't going to be ritualizing on April 23rd. Bet your bottom Bitcoin on that. God, what's one Bitcoin is like $44,000 US. Says it all. Anyway, I digress. And as far as that particular Q post is concerned, with the Moab post, what does next week hold? Question mark on April 21st. The number of that post is 11333. Two, four threes. Needless to say, I don't need to tell you. No such thing as coincidence. So it's about surviving, essentially, surviving relatively unscathed, the 24th of April, that, as Cobra's alluded to, is some kind of a cutoff date. All right. Again, Cobra subscribers know that mid-March to April 24th is some kind of crucial period. Okay. Remember his, I don't know, frame of reference as it relates to that. Really, really big deal. And, you know, the ramifications of what's going to happen on the 23rd, thanks to us, what's going to happen on the 24th, to continue from there. It doesn't stop. And as far as that's concerned, I'm going to get into a, what's that expression, blow-by-blow analysis of the RM intelligence. I that was, again, quote-unquote, coincidentally appeared just an hour after we ended our mass meditation, which means we're ready for that next thing because we succeeded clearing the previous thing and rising up to a high enough frequency timeline. Otherwise, you would not have seen that post. It just wouldn't have appeared in our reality. Just to be clear about that. Where are you? Here we go. All right. So, apokatastasis. Well, so much for my Greek. Okay, so here we go. The quote. There are more and more signs that we are approaching the end of the cosmic cycle. The current solar cycle 25 is much stronger than it was previously predicted. Okay. Well, in one way that makes sense, given that a bit more, I don't know, intensity, strength, power was needed to clear the darkness, clear and transmute all the opposite nine lower dimensions, as in opposite from the flip side of the nine higher dimensions, and God, there was so much to clear, all right? And he continues, the real reason for stronger solar activity is synchronization of the sun with increased activity of the galactic center on the quantum level. All right, so obviously the sun itself is going through its own clearing and upgrades and to be able to synchronize with the galactic central sun at the quantum level. In preparation for the galactic pulse, a huge cosmic fleet of positive civilizations from the local galaxy cluster has gathered around the heliopause of the solar system. This is one of the largest fleet gatherings in the history of the whole universe. Pretty interesting. Okay, that's how you know this is one mother of an event that seemingly has never happened before. All right, these shifts will harmonize and direct the flow of energies when the pulse happens. So I think he's referring to the main flash there, the big last kahuna, okay? That's apparently scheduled for 2025, but we can move it to 2024. No, you don't have to wait till then to be free. I've explained that many times before. One small part of this fleet is already inside the solar system and is putting the last remnants of the Chimera fleet under siege. All right, so translation, Chimera fleet, or what's left of it, the remnants of it, is still at large. And I'm sure they would be back here if they could be back here. Another small part of this fleet is constructing Dyson spheres around the sun and the Earth, both and both projects are proceeding well. Speaking of the Dyson spheres and that last main galactic solar flash, there's a Nicolas Cage movie from, like, I don't know if it was around 2010 or 2011. It's called The Knowing. And that's where the Cabal does disclose the solar flash, where the sun, I don't know, sort of explodes, sort of extends its rays or whatever. I don't think it explodes per se, but anyway. And everything on Earth gets fried, and positive ETs take all the children, as apparently they do in that movie anyway. They take all the children and take them to other planets and plant them there, if you will. Cool movie, you know. If you haven't seen it, I can recommend it. You'll enjoy it because it also shows negative events, negative, you know, like plane crashes and whatnot, sort of increasing leading up to that solar flash before it happens, and all the adults die, get fried on the surface, literally. So, you know, as well, needless to say, the Cabal knows about that. They disclosed it. partly to make sure that that happens based on their intention. The knowing. I might have the name of the title wrong, but if you go to YouTube, type in The Knowing starring Nicolas Cage, it should come up. It should come up. Anyway, I digress. So the Dyson spheres are there to prevent that from happening. Well, how can I put it? To prevent the physical aspect of the solar flash from frying the physical plane. Like the energetic aspect of the solar flash will carry through and come through and clear everything energetically, but the physical aspect, all right? It's just stop the physical surface from being fried. All right. Okay, so the Dyson spheres are proceeding well. As soon as the Chimera fleet is completely defeated, more of the cosmic fleet will enter the solar system and proceed into the sublunar space with the purpose of the final liberation of this planet. All right, so basically there's still space battles going on, mostly around the Kuiper Belt, which is kind of like, I don't know, think of the asteroid belt, but around the outside of the solar system, the boundary of the solar system, into more like a sphere rather than a belt. That's the Kuiper Belt. All right, it's massive and vast, with lots of inhabited large rocks, planetoids, planets, etc. Lots. That's why they're still there, because it's such a vast thing. Meaning why the Chimera is still there. Anyway, there is still quite much quantum and okay, let's see if I'm back live. It seems like it. Okay, great. Let me check Telegram. Okay, it looks like I'm back on Telegram. All right. I seem to be back on Telegram now as well, so I will continue. Okay. All right. The online call is acting funny. So I can be heard just fine. Okay, I'll just ignore that. Alrighty, so let's get back to the analysis. And it's a lot more than just an analysis with regards to the technical aspects of Cobra's last post. It is quite literally kind of like orders, if you will, almost like an instruction manual. We're obligated to recognize it as such. That's what the RM and off-world groups in general hope for when they give us intel, to guide us in terms of knowing what to do in terms of action, okay, from the physical to the non-physical through energy work. It's not just for the sake of letting us know. That's not it, all right? So once my doc starts playing with her toy, okay, good, she'll let you walk down. Let me find the spot again. To see into some of the base. All right, so once the Chimera fleet is completely defeated, with those space battles are still going on way out there, more of the cosmic fleet will enter the solar system and proceed into the sublunar space with the purpose of the final liberation of this planet. There is still, okay, so this is where it really gets interesting in terms of orders, okay? There is still quite much quantum and subquantum anomaly close to the surface of the planet Earth. The light forces are carefully beginning to clear the physical aspect of the anomaly, and they also beginning with the final clearing of the top of bombs. So when I read that, you know, my spirits all but went sky high. And if you understand, then, you know, if yours didn't, well, let me know why it should have or ought to. That implies if they started clearing the primary anomaly on the physical plane, and let alone the top of bombs on the physical, that means it's completely cleared on the mental plane. And that is massive. And you should be extremely happy and excited about that, believe me. you know, among other benefits of that, people, when an unawakened person, I mean, yes, their beliefs will get in the way to a degree. They need to see something a little bit more convincing with their physical eyes. But other than that, when they do, they'll actually be able to receive it this time and process it rather than just freaking out or reacting negatively or in that knee-jerk mind reaction kind of way and so forth. They won't be so held back and contained within their tiny little mental box. Okay. Huge. So anyway, they've started on the physical. That is huge. Again, no coincidence that this was disclosed just after our mass meditation last Saturday, where we really lit things up, especially Ukraine. We really lit up the mental plane as well, so that the off-world groups can do things way, way quicker. And I mean exponentially quicker. Otherwise, forget about freedom, more or less. I mean, yeah. Otherwise, yeah, you would be getting freedom sometime in 2030. You know, that's what we'd be looking at, if not for conscious action by mass meditation groups in general, the 144K being a damn good example. Now, all right, they are deactivating the top of bombs by clearing the quantum anomaly. Since with quantum anomaly gone, the life forces are able to stop the chain reaction that changes ordinary quark matter into degenerate top quark matter. So, again, he gets into the details of why the quantum anomaly needs to go, all right, so they can stop that particular chain reaction. And, you know, for the most part, problem solved once the anomaly is gone. And they are, just to clarify, to put it in a different way, they are deactivating the top of bombs by clearing the quantum anomaly. Okay, by doing that, that's the means of deactivating the top of bombs. It's by clearing the quantum anomaly. All right. There's your little hint order from the upper realms. All right. Quantum anomaly now still manifests as space-time collapsed into black holes on the physical, etheric, astral, and mental planes inside the implants. So this is inside the implants, okay? That are then tied to the top of bombs. So we can imagine with that kind of thing going on how hard it is to just get to the top of bombs, let alone stop the chain reactions, the chain reaction caused upon the detonation of a top of bomb. Not a very good thing. Not good at all. So, again, I'll reread that because this is important to get this, not just receive, but properly incubating into your consciousness and energy system. Okay? So I'm doing this for a reason. Quantum anomaly now still manifests as space-time collapsed into black holes on the physical, etheric, astral, and mental planes inside the implants. And it's the implants that are tied to top-lip bombs. With collapsed space-time extending from the implants, okay, from the implants via, so connected, via the tunnels of SET into surrounding space. So it's like that inversion thing, the inner reflecting or producing the outer. All right. Via tunnels are set into surrounding space. So there's tiny little wormholes that extend into your surrounding space, by the way. So, you know, it's recommended that you kind of, and this is only about 8 or 9 lines, you kind of study this and understand it between now and Saturday's mass meditation. You don't have to get it 100% crystal clear. But again, the better we understand and are conscious of these mechanics, the more narrow we can focus our meditative consciousness to have a more effective mass meditation, to be free a lot sooner, to be with our galactic family a lot sooner. Like waiting even another year for galactic family reunion, which is the case on the current timeline, you know, in my books, that's unacceptable. I do not choose that. I have not chosen that. I'm sure you're in the same boat. So, anyway, I'll move on, and I'll read this part one more time before I continue. Quantum anomaly now still manifests as space-time collapsed into black holes on the non-physical, astral, and mental planes inside the implants that are tied to toplet bombs, with collapsed space-time extending from the implants via tunnels of set into the surrounding area. All right. This is really cool information here. We know what to do now. And you can have all this written down and on a piece of paper and, you know, have it next to you during the mass meditation, because it might help. I would even recommend that. Write it down or copy and paste and print away. I'll be doing that. And it continues, because, you know, this really does heavily influence what appears in your surrounding space. I'm sure I speak for everybody when I say no more thank you very much. That's why garbage keeps on, or well, a big reason why garbage keeps on happening around us. You know, it's not all just from internal wounding and what internal unresolved stuff. You know, you still got this thing running everything as well. Okay. He continues, low concentration of tunnels of set can still be found on physical, etheric, astral, and mental plane throughout the solar system, with their concentration increasing in sublunar space and their connection being very high on the surface of the planet. All right, so it's a lot more of it, basically, on the surface of this planet. These charming tunnels of set, they're basically wormholes. Okay, I don't really like the religious connotations, even though the occult, the esoteric, the Gnostics, the Luciferians, that's what they're referring to when they say tunnels and sets. It's just wormholes. All right, implants are still rotating in electromagnetic fields and are creating an accretion vortex which attracts micro black holes into the human energy field, or aura. Okay, wouldn't it be nice to know what to focus on with that? Etheric micro black holes create areas of collapsed energy field within the etheric body, which manifest into the physical body as cancer. Okay, now, I suspect it manifests in a lot more ways than just cancer. Skewed thoughts, skewed perceptions, at least as this, you know, micro black holes influence the mental body. All right, really big deal stuff. Astral micro black holes create areas of collapsed energy field in the astral body, which manifest as lack of empathy. Mental micro black holes create areas of collapsed energy field in the mental body, which manifest as, well, he puts it as stupidity, in a certain specific part of the mental body. Again, I understand his need to keep things simple, just to make the point, but again, like with cancer, it would manifest a lot more would just manifest than stupidity. It would manifest in skewed, often reversed, mental perceptions, as another example. I'm sure there's far more other results of these micro black holes that affect the mental energy. Okay. The collapsed space-time was created together with primordial black holes in the inflationary phase shortly after the creation of the universe at the beginning of the cosmic cycle. All right. And it's good that it links to some kind of empirical scientific verification of these below, beneath that. All right, so in other words, created with primordial black holes. So this is the old, deep, dark stuff, you know, that occurred shortly after the creation of this universe. One reason why, and primordial, you know, that's a more deeper, intense thing to deal with. That's why I love working with the HOD, aka the Beyond Multiversal Overseas, that oversee whole multiverses, not just one multiverse or this multiverse, is because they themselves are primordial, but in the light sense of the word, the opposite sense of the word, really close to source, so they can handle anything primordial of a dark persuasion. All right. This was the first mutation of the primary anomaly, and it occurred a fraction of a second after what the physicists call the Big Bang. All right. So the mutation occurred almost straight away after this universe was created, apparently 13.7 billion years ago. And I think that was part of the design and intention of this universe, because remember, this universe was created by a team of beings that created the very unique phenomena known as physicality as part of an instrumental tactic, really, of corralling darkness back to the light, transmuting darkness. All right, so we're at the center of all of that. So we really are at the center of the center. Bigly, as Trump would say, doesn't get much bigger than that. I know it's a little hard for the mental body to really receive that, because at a deep level, subconscious level, because this matrix has very systematically, endlessly and strategically pummeled us into smallness in every sense of the word, especially self-perception. Alrighty. The second mutation of the primary anomaly. Okay, so I suppose this applies a lot less to what they're clearly asking us to do for this Saturday's mass meditation on the 23rd, but I'll continue reading for a little bit. Before Cobra starts putting on his own usual spin on the geopolitical side to things, which he often does, where you get a bit of misanalysis. Oh, triple five. All right. We're on the money, folks. Okay. The second mutation of the primary anomaly occurred when sentient beings began interacting with the primary anomaly about 7 million years ago by implanting themselves. All right. Obviously not a good move. Jim Self put it in a, I suppose, more simplistic way, where he said, one, so there was thought, from this created gods who were creating their own worlds, whatever, realms. But then the Thor started to get a bit misaligned, and then that slightly misaligned thought got applied to another slightly misaligned thought, and then that got applied to another misaligned thought, and then that got applied to a more misaligned thought, and it went all downhill from there. That's how he explains it. Cobra's just getting more, even more technical about it, and good on him for disclosing this. All right, so basically, now truth be told, what Jim Self described was what happened ever before this universe created. We're created gods, such as us, that have our own universes, started creating things within our respective universes, and things started to go misaligned. Okay. Other universes started getting infected. Houston, we have a problem. And so this universe was created to try to figure it out and bring the dark back to the light. Okay. And then interaction between consciousness and collapsed space-time within implants created evil. Again, slightly more to it than that, but Cobra hasn't got the time or the energy to give you a two-hour video presentation explaining it all. All right, it's, you know, but he did a good job of simplifying things into something or at a level that we can work with. Again, it's our job to work with this at a conscious level. The off-world groups do it all for us does not work that way. The third and the last mutation of the primary anomaly occurred in 1996. Wow, pretty recent. When much of the suppressed quantum anomaly, so there was a certain amount that was suppressed still, exploded from the black holes, triggered by the exotic weapons of the Chimera, because that's the way the Chimera roll, and much, so they specifically designed weapons for that to happen, and much of the until then unmanifested subquantum anomaly began to manifest in the quantum foam. Okay, so quantum foam, that's one way to explain it. Quantum waves is another way to explain it. Very much an ocean, how you got the waves, wavy, the occasional ripple or small crashing wave that creates a bit of foam, kind of like that. All right. Most of all of this is already cleared, and we are approaching the moment of the apokatastasis. Apokatastasis would be the Greek pronunciation. Obvious Greek roots there, as far as epistemology, whatever the hell that is called. I'm sure Floria will sort me out with that. Apokatastasis is the moment when all quantum and subquantum anomaly will be cleared and all evil consciousness either transformed into the light or annihilated in the central sun. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is our goal, our orders for this 144K mass meditation on April 23rd, this Saturday, 48 hours from now, not even. How's that for a crescendo? Okay, let me see, what else has he got here? Physicists describe the subquantum, this quantum transition as false quantum decay. False quantum. So, false quantum, false lies, false reality, false beliefs, interesting. False vacuum is decaying. Pretty cool. And, you know, there's a physicist on 3D that know this. That was on space.com. Universe ends false vacuum decay. So they know about it. Which also means the Cabal knows about it. Hence their rituals, trying to bring more garbage through well, at this point, whatever they can pull it out of. All right, they have discovered that this universe is in the exact right condition for something like that to happen. Well, yeah, you better believe it, says every starseed that knows that's on the ball. New stable quantum vacuum will connect the whole universe into one super entangled tachyon field. I'll read that again because that's huge. New stable quantum vacuum will connect the whole universe into one super entangled tachyon field, which will finally allow the unhindered evolution of this universe into the light, meaning also back to the light. Okay. And then he goes into some sort of reference point, the scientific verification of that. I might read a bit of it. It is hoped that the entire boundless universe will be enveloped, connoted, what? Merged, penetrated, and merged into one by super strong, super large tachyons. All right, good on you. All right, so it continues. Almost done. One important step in this process will be the opening of a huge energy portal on the surface of the planet in late April, early May. Okay, so late April, the 24th. Okay, so at the time that he wrote this, he knew this, but he had to hold on to it. It was, you know, he had to wait for the authorization by the RM to be released into the matrix onto the surface and received by us. Okay, at the time, you know, how can I put it? This information existed. He had to hold it close to his chest. In other words, the RM had to hold on to it prior to our mass meditation. All right. So prior to last Saturday's mass meditation, they weren't sure when it would be able to happen. All they knew it was sometime in late April, early May. Now, after our mass meditation and thus after the release of this intel, they've probably got a better idea of when it's going to happen. As always, being the 144K, the trailblazers, the brave and the bold, that loves humanity and Gaia, we're going to shoot for April 24th, maybe 25th, after the dust settles. But for this to occur on April 24th, because that source concentrated beam or blowtorch effect may create the ideal environment for this massive portal, this huge energy portal on the surface of this planet to actually open. Okay, think about that. How much of a quantum leap we will be able to take closer to freedom and liberation. So now that I've put things in that context as it relates to us, our role and our soul, collective soul purpose, let me read that part one more time. One important step in this process will be, so this is unifying the whole universe into one super tachyon field. One important step in this process will be the opening of a huge energy portal on the surface of the planet, sometime in late April, early May 2023. But it begs the question, if things are ready enough, if we can get things ready enough, can it happen in 2022? All right. This is what happens when you remove enough out of the non-physical planes. Okay. This is what we're dealing with here. Anyway, so have that in the back of your mind. We continue. This will definitely be the strongest energetic event in the last few decades. Nothing more can be said about that at this point. All right. So we have a good understanding of what we're on the brink of, what we have to gain, the opportunity before us. Upon high participation rates and treating this as an operation during our mass meditation this 23rd of April. Translation, spread this radio broadcast far and wide. He continues, we are finally approaching the time when the ascended beings will be able to release intel more freely. Until now, there was so much darkness and anomaly present that most surface humanity would simply collapse under the weight of facts, whereas the resistance would spring into premature action, putting the whole liberation process in danger. Again, enter the 144K. This is why we clear things. So the more we clear things, the more intel can be released, because there'll be much less darkness and less anomaly present, so that the, you know, surface humanity would not collapse under the sheer weight of facts. Okay. That's the central role that the 144K literally plays. Can't stress that enough. Again, continues. Partial intel was the reason of many unfulfilled hopes and much disappointment. Okay. So, again, to put it another way, to make sure we're all on the same page here, the more we clear, the more intel, the more the frequencies, timelines go up, the more intel can be released and received and properly processed, even including by the unawakened, because they get intel received as far as the 3D side of things is concerned, and they can receive it and not freak out by the sheer weight of facts, as Cobra has put it. Okay? Central. How central is the role of the 144K? We need to get it through our heads. So, you know, that's the more specific, profound ramifications of, you know, what I say before, that we always make the event freedom come a lot sooner and a lot smoother when after every mass meditation. Okay. So, as you said, partial intel was the reason of many unfulfilled hopes and much disappointment, triggering Pavlovian carrot and stick response among certain people. True. We've got to end that. As soon as there is enough anomaly removed, hint, hint, and enough light present on the surface of the planet, hint, hint, 144K removes things to allow that to happen, much intel will be released and everything will be much clearer for many people. Again, the other side of the coin of that, the 3D unawakened, get much more revelations in terms of, you know, whatever, Hunter Biden's laptop, the physical cabal, whatever, that side of things. All right. Our divine intervention activation in December 2021 has triggered tectonic changes in the process of planetary liberation, as it was greatly explained in this comment published on my blog some time ago. Okay. Okay. The dark forces are well aware of our success, and a few months ago they have artificially removed 32,000 plus signatures from our petition. And then he just goes into more of the basic physical side of things, or physical plane side of things, such as cloud shifts are appearing all over the world again. I'm sure many of you have seen them as well. It is now a good time to start connecting with the light forces again, which is great. You know, the majority of us have a Pleiadian or Sirian background. You can connect with them, call them in, invoke them, talk with them, chat. And also goes on to say you can use Command 1221 to connect with your light team. And here is some useful feedback from the comments from the Registered Blog. And all right, Actually, I will read this one paragraph. The Pleiadians have reached an agreement for post-event cooperation with one of the BRICS countries. It now appears that transformation after the event will be gradual because surface humans have much to absorb. Again, like a lot of people say, this is not necessarily a criticism of Cobra, but he makes a mistake of not drawing that distinction between unawakened surface humans, meaning the majority, the unawakened 3D majority, and us, starseeds, all right? We're going to have a very different timeline, very different. Well, direct physical reunion. While the things are rolled out for the unconscious majority for them to wake up as they can handle it, all right? Different story for us, completely different story for us. Humans, all right, so after the event will be gradual because surface humans have much to absorb and it may take up to a few years post-event to transform the society. Well, yes, but long before then, many of us will have returned after being with our galactic family for how many months or years, most of us in completely different physical bodies, being the way showers to help with that gradual transformation of surface society in a way that the unawakened majority can handle. All right? But that's if, that's a caveat at the end of this paragraph, if the galactic pulse does not abruptly speed things up, which it will. It'll sort of be, you know, a combination of the two. Okay? All right, so then he goes into a lot of the 3D stuff, which you can read yourself, bits and pieces, you know, the signs and events on the physical plane, which I won't get into because that's more of a straightforward thing. It's the energetic technicalities and mechanics of what we need to understand and get a grip on for this massive critical mass meditation barely 48 hours from now as of this broadcast, that's the part you want down or have some understanding of, okay? And I'll, as always, you'll be guided accordingly through a combination of logical order, proper sequencing from the divine and our own respective talents and intuition. All right. So you don't have to get all, I don't know, in a fuss over it or all neurotic over it. I'll be guiding it. All right. It's just important to prepare your consciousness. Okay. Really big deal. So again, needless to say, not a coincidence at all that this appeared within the matrix in our hologram just after our last mass meditation. And boy, was that a huge one. Now, let me take a quick swig of water before I finish off with some interesting news about a strong physical indicator, not for the first time, of positive results from the war in Ukraine, because we focused heavily on Ukraine in our last mass meditation. Because there was such a heavy concentration of not just quantum anomaly, but negative entities that were feeding off the loosh in Ukraine. And this is a Q the Stormrider post, okay, which at this point is pretty much the de facto Q itself. Where are we? Okay, here it is. It's on Telegram. It's got his own channel, Q the Stormrider. And I'll read this verbatim, but it's pretty cool. You know, it's uplifting and a very encouraging indicator or physical sign that we kicked butt last Saturday through our mass meditation. All right. As reported by many insiders, and again, as many of you know, the grammar and the spelling is way off with Q. Apparently that's for important, deliberate reasons, so bear with me. U.S. deep state military running the show in Ukraine. In other words, the negative military, with CIA and private military, meaning mercenaries, over 10,000 mercenaries apparently, and special ops, negative, fighting in dark covert war for the cabal, deep state, and training Ukraine military, or he's got milestone militias, but anyway, milestone militias and military, all right? So that's been the case. Wires, meaning communications through the usual Black Ops back channels. Two helicopters carrying deep state black caps, negative U.S. military soldiers, were shot down while doing a rescue attempt on U.S. underground bunkers, biolabs, that housed very important deep state brigade generals. All right, so negative military generals. They were trying to rescue them. A deep state U.S. colonel, he's got the word colonial here, so again, I'll adjust as I can on the fly. A negative military colonel was among those taken prisoner after being shot down, after the helicopters were shot down. NATO, French, Foreign Legion, military forces among captured by the Russians. Mass casualties to the deep state, U.S. NATO military forces inside Ukraine. Cool. The last remaining Ukraine fuel depot destroyed, bringing the Ukraine military into panic and a coming standstill. Cool. So that'll actually lessen the fighting and allow the mostly Russian military to finish the job. Yes, it is sad that the rank and file of Ukrainian military don't know who they're fighting for. They think they're fighting for their country. They're not, fundamentally. Yes, that is sad. And of course, X amount of civilian casualties, that's really hard to avoid. I know for a fact that the Russians are trying to avoid and minimize civilian casualties at their own cost, by the way, to the tune of about 400 young Russian soldiers per day, casualties. All right. So anyway, so this, let's just say, puts the possibility that the Ukrainian military may come to a standstill, more or less, which is great. It'll quicken the war. It'll quicken it greatly, especially if we play our part this Saturday. Let me see. Military stockpiles, munitions running low. I suspect on the Ukrainian side and the black negative military side. That's the reason Biden admin okayed billions more for Ukraine war. Putin has captured NATO forces. Deep state negative U.S. military high-ranking commands in underground Russian channels that captured U.S. in the same negative, underground bunkers and channels that captured that same U.S. colonel is seen from the gunned-down helicopters. So he also captured NATO forces and U.S. negative military high-ranking commands. So they're caught, which is freaking awesome. Word is deep state U.S. brigade major generals caught inside dumps. The rescue attempt failed and one U.S. colonel was captured. Putin holding the cards, the ace cards. All right, so things have gone seriously south for the negative, predominantly U.S. and NATO negative military in Ukraine that were hard at it, fighting the Russians. Now, this, let me see, April 20th, Okay, so this was released yesterday. And yet again, quote unquote coincidentally, that's when was our last mass meditation? It was Saturday the 16th. This came out yesterday, the 20th. So sometime between the 16th and the 20th or 19th, so 17th, 18th, 19th, sometime, this happened. Which just happened to be just after our mass meditation. No, I'm sure as heck not claiming all the credit, because on the physical side, these guys, mostly Russians, are shedding their own blood. And now, theoretically at least, based on this post as a strong indicator, they can shed a lot less blood because we're speeding things up. That's the 144K making its mark. Now, you know how beyond crucial your role is and your participation is in every mass meditation and has been. It is really close to home and not a freaking game. It's an operation. Okay, to finish off, there is another reason why Musk was allowed to position Starlink over a war zone. And I know there's still a lot of debate over Musk, but God knows there's been indicators that it switched sides. And remember, he was raised by a cabal family, so where the only toys you're allowed to play with is little demon dolls, because you don't have much else to play with because you have cabal parents. So, you know, speaking for myself, within reason and to a limited degree, I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt. And besides, there's always a possibility that a walk-in may have happened as well. And that he may, I mean, then there's, to make things even more convoluted, there's always light beings that do get incarnated into black nobility families or cabal families, and certainly for a long time, literally pose as dark beings, okay? So it's not as simple as we'd like to think it is. And no, I'm not implying that he's definitely a good guy, especially in the intrinsic sense. I'm not necessarily stating that as a fact. Just broaden your perspective is what I'm saying. Have a multi-layered perspective, okay? All right. So that's interesting. Starlink satellites are allowed to be positioned over the war zone because God knows Russia can easily knock them out. Well, why is that? Well, this post continues. Starlink satellites are much more than most think. Then it says in all caps, military high-grade weapons, particle beam weapons, meaning the Starlink satellites have those. Starlink has been tracking all caps, all, black hats, negative military operations since the start. Awesome, dude. Deep state military versus white hats military. Everything happening now will connect to future events, tribunals, the setup, chess, and showing those two little icons of chess pieces. All right, so it's all part of a setup process of corralling and ushering the negative military and the CIA and NATO into a certain corner, exposing them, collecting that exposure as evidence, and knowing who is a double, you know, which member of the CIA and negative military turned out to be a double agent or not, because they think the White Hats have them all figured out in terms of who's actually negative military. And this is exposing them. They're recording it all, mostly through Starlink satellites for the most part. It seems to be the backbone of the, you know, positive military surveillance, communication and weapons systems as it relates to the war in Ukraine, it seems. And then it says, how do you bring down the whole damn corrupt system? Deep state, inside, Pentagon, CIA, three-letter agencies, NATO, UN, ? So negative military all within those and agencies or within those particular bodies, federal and governmental bodies, ... and the UN and NATO, how do you bring them all down? And then beneath that, separate paragraph, it says Ukraine, through Ukraine, and the exposure through their actions within Ukraine. So, it's, and that ends that post. Pretty cool, hey? So, you know, it's certainly, and again, this came out, or the events would have played out over the past few days, as of last Sunday. Okay, as of last Sunday, because it takes anywhere from 24 hours to 72 hours, give or take, for events to take place on the ground, for that to be percolated through the so-called back channels and the positive military channels, and therefore cue the storm rider to receive it, and then to cue the storm rider to post it. Okay, it takes anywhere from maybe 4 days, maybe 1 day, maybe 3 days, something like that, you know, typically, not all the time, obviously. Because a lot of intel is withheld. So this was posted, like I said, what have we got here? 3 days after our mass meditation. No such thing as a coincidence. It's a strong higher timeline indicator that things are seriously majorly going south for the cabal / the negative military and NATO in Ukraine, that it's actualized on the physical plane, and we now know about it as well. As confirmation that we did kick butt in Ukraine, we shined so much light, concentrated so much light from our heart, our love, our souls, our transmutational intrinsic essence onto Ukraine as a big part of what we did last Saturday. And lo and behold, we have this awesome, highly exciting post from Q the Storm Rider just yesterday. So, folks, beloved 144K comrades, hard work and participation pays off big time. And ultimately, as one of the many ramifications of such encouraging news out of Ukraine, is more lives are saved. Remember, predominantly the Russian military is here on the physical plane is taking on the cabal. I mean, granted, here throughout the West, especially in US and Canada, you've got so-called clearance teams taking on the cabal, mostly in underground tunnels at this point. Some surface, but mostly underground tunnels because there's so damn many. And how's that? For confirming for you, with, you know, to wrap up this whole show, for confirming for you how your time, your personal time, your personal energy, which I know damn well how much of a premium that is paying off big time. That's going to bring us freedom, love, joy, way, way sooner than what it otherwise would. So before closing the show for tonight, I'm just want to bring up, I was going to put this link in an email to you all, but I'm just not getting around to it. Things have been so crazy. Let me just quickly bring up YouTube. I want to give you the title name of a pretty cool interview of a, he's from the Navy, he's part of the Navy, that's where his military career is. He's a chief warrant officer, retired, but clearly called back into service. And lots of guys are called back into service that have served in the military to form a hodgepodge of these so-called clearance teams, or termination teams. And he gets, and I'm recommending this because it allows you at a far more conscious physical level to connect with these off-world energies and underground energies where all the action is. Because he gets into the off-world as well. He's traveled a lot to Venus. And these intimate details really allows you to connect better with what's really going on and not have that, I don't know, negative sort of dense disconnection feeling with all the action. So, okay, it's loading slowly, interestingly. All right, let me just bring it right up. I'll go in my history. Shouldn't take long. So it's from that YouTube channel Inspired. Shouldn't be too far down. Come on, dude. Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. Former U.S. Navy whistleblower. All right, almost there. Here we go. Although I've only found part two. No, here it is. So the title is EP for episode, EP181. First time interview with Navy whistleblower, exclamation mark. All right, I'll repeat that again in a minute. The channel is Journey to Truth podcast. All right. They're the ones that actually disclosed that whole, had that suspicious interviewee on and blew, you know, the guardians of the looking glass. They're the ones that promoted that, but I don't think the guy has good discernment abilities, which is understandable because most don't. You know, that's not an arrogant statement. It just is what it is. So, Journey to Truth podcast, EP181. First time interview with Navy whistleblower. All right. That's part one. And part two simply says EP18. It should appear on the side panel there when you bring up part one, but I'll give it to you anyway. Part two, which is just as interesting as part one, if not more so. Part two is titled EP183, the number's 183, Navy Whistleblower, part two. That's all that's called. All right. Strongly recommend that. Really cool stuff. And, you know, you'll really enjoy that. It really makes you feel, you know, helps you experience how real all this is, but with all the more intimate details he provides on things we sort of have an understanding of or have a vague awareness of. But he gets into more intimate detail where he mentions all sorts of little nuances here and there that makes it all more real for you. You're able to connect to things better, okay? And that's what I want you to experience. Really cool stuff. And that closes this huge, I suppose, briefing, preparatory episode of Ground Crew Command Radio for this big one. You know, we're having mass meditations almost every week at this point because, again, crucial time periods are crucial time periods. They are what they are. That's when the dark ones, physical and non-physical, try their most hardest to skew things, make things negative, much more volatile and chaotic than what they need to be. Okay, at this point, you know, they've missed their opportunity for pushing things onto the negative timelines. All negative timelines are truly, well and truly gone. And I know that's a confusing, convoluted topic as well. So, you know, that's why April 24th does appear to be some kind of cutoff date of some kind. For them, okay? For them, not for us. So they're going to try their damn hardest to either save themselves or make everyone else go down with them in flames. And we do not agree. This is Ground Crew Command Radio. You've been listening to your loving servant, the Unknown Light Warrior. Let's muster up. In 48 hours from now, this Saturday, the 23rd, 2 p.m. Eastern, to take command. See you all there. You know exactly where to find me.